Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, this is Those Guys with your host, Matt Marrero, along with your other host,
Anthony St. Andrews.
Yes, and today, music isn't playing. Or maybe it's playing so fast that you can't even hear it.
Ba-dum-bum.
Maybe. Ba-dum-bum. I don't know. I honestly don't know. Damn you, Blog Talk Radio. Damn you. But anyway, so, today we're talking about Flash and Arrow. We're doing a Power Hour. Aren't we, Anthony?
We most certainly are doing a Power Hour.
What if you just said no? Like, no, we're not, and you hang up. And
I was tempted to say no and just see where this would end up.
Yeah.
Well, you can go to hell.
The breakup of one of those guys.
I've been to
but
hell.
No,
overrated.
But no, today we're doing this. And of course, mind you, there is a... Well, okay, so here's how we're doing it. We are doing Flash first, and then Arrow, because of the fact that while on Wednesday Arrow aired first and then Flash did, apparently, according to Anthony St. Andrews, it would make more sense if Flash was done first and then Arrow. Is that correct?
I am going by the logistics of which they aired, so technically Flash aired the day before.
It did air on Tuesday, yes. Also, yeah. I would like to finally play the song that Blog Talk Radio did not want to hear. However, screw the censors. We're going to play it. We're going to play it right now. Here is our Arrow and Flash opening. I can't even play the whole thing. I just can't.
You know, I want to just, like, I want to say why, but it fits so well.
It fits. Don't think it. Don't argue that it doesn't fit, Anthony.
It fits perfectly.
Barry got to go faster. But anyway, so yeah, oh, God, what are we doing? Why? I would say, why are we getting paid for this? But we're doing this completely pro bono. But anyway, so, yeah, I mean... Overall, before we really delve into the episodes themselves, but first, of course, again, we're beginning with Flash. So, right, if any of you want to call in and talk about Flash with us, you know, you can do it now. The number is 718-664-9468. Also, if any of you just want to sit in and listen in, right, you can do that as well. You know, the call-in number still being 718-664-9468. But if you use it, right, and you don't press 1 when asked, you can easily just sit in, listen in. We won't get the notification, and we'll just see you there, and we'll think, oh, perfect, you're sitting there listening in. And again, at any time, if you want to talk, you can just push 1, we'll put you in, and then, of course, we can put you right back into the listener's corner. But anyway, so first we're talking about Flash. Overall, how did you enjoy the episode?
I liked it. I thought it was a pretty good pilot. It was definitely not Gotham, but it was pretty good considering it had, like, it basically had to set up the series. So I think it did a great job with that. There were
a
few areas that kind of fell flat for me, but we'll get to that later.
Right. And I have to be honest. While we say it's not, you know, while you say it's not Gotham, and I understand why you say that, but, you know, there are many differences. You know, the fact that Gotham has such a great ensemble cast where Flash really is, of course, you know, the Barry show with others appearing. You know,
exactly.
And also the fact that you look at Flash and, like, okay, even if you wanted to say, pretend, let's say that, you know, it was more of a shift in Gotham where it's just the Bruce show, right? The actor for Bruce Wayne, not only is he great as Bruce, but it's a version of Bruce that really does mirror the comics very well, where you look at Barry, and while neither one of us are really huge Flash fans, we enjoy the Flash, we've read some things here and there, and, you know, like Flash, Rebirth, and some of the New 52. Sorry, comic book fans, we've read some of the New 52. Anyway, so the idea, you know, that he's a bit off, if you will, a bit like how Ollie was at first, as you know, as well, and still kind of is compared to the Ollie in the comic books. So, you know, an Arrow. So the idea that we hope anyway, that one day the characters will be literally flipped because of, you know, they get older throughout the show. And Ollie is already showing some signs of being able to smile like a human being. So that's nice. Right?
He has learned to emote this season.
He really has. Like, there was a point where people always said, you know, he didn't know how to act. The actor didn't know how to act. And really, it was just, you know, they were just telling him, hey, don't be human. You know, you've been through some traumatic stuff. Don't be human. Where now, he really does feel like he's, and I keep on saying the word human, but I mean it. Like, yeah, he feels like a human being because he's getting there, you know, in his character. But with Barry, you know, he's just very, like, I would argue, right, I would argue that if you were making an American version of Doctor Who, that's who you would use as your doctor.
It's actually a really good idea.
Yeah. Or if they wanted to make the shift to at least having one American just once, right? And then possibly killing him off violently. But regenerating him off violently. Where it's just like, why? Why must I lose all my limbs first? Right? It would be him. Right? Just in the sense that he really has this kind of whimsical, you know, presence to him. And of course the soundtrack for the show really does a great job at showing that.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, that he's just, yeah. However, and I want to know how you feel about this. Do you feel as if the show also, like, okay, Barry kind of sticks out like a sore thumb in his show.
Mm-hmm.
Where I feel like Ollie, with the way that, you know, the town and everything is, he kind of just blends in very well. And,
oh,
I mean,
absolutely.
Maybe the point, yeah, I mean, maybe the point was to make Barry stick out because he's so different. Mm-hmm. But it, in a way, it just feels like he's literally just, like, out there. Like, you know, like, out of everyone else.
I do think it was intentional because, I mean, the whole thing with Ollie, like, blending in, I think the reason for that is he's trying to blend in. I mean, I forget what episode it was, but last season he even said, when I came back, I didn't know how to be normal, so I just tried to blend in. So it works for him. And with Barry, he does stay out like a sore thumb. I think it's intentional, and I think the reason I wasn't really crazy with Grant Gustin when, like, they first announced it, but it's like he's just so likable as Barry that he just grows on you. Like, everything he says, just likable.
No, I agree. Like, I really enjoyed him in the first two episodes when he appeared in Arrow, and then I enjoy him in this episode as well. So I can't say that I dislike him or dislike the actor or anything. It's just that there's something, I don't know what it is, there's just something about the, you know, about the show itself, this episode, that sadly did not sell me. I mean, I'm not saying I'm not going to continue watching it because, right, how's that, right? So you didn't like it, but I do enjoy it. I enjoy what I saw. And I definitely want to see more. But it's not, like we said, even though I don't like to compare, it's not like Gotham. And it isn't like how Arrow was in its first episode. Mm-hmm. You know, the first episode of Arrow, I have to admit, I thought, wow. First episode of Flash, I'm thinking, I will admit, I was wowed at certain points.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really worried about the ratings, honestly, for Arrow. I'm sorry, for Flash. A bit of Arrow, too. But I don't think, you know, I think still because it's season three and because people have been, you know, keeping up, I'm sure Arrow, you know, will still be just fine. But The Flash, as a starting, you know, as a show that's just starting, I'm a little worried.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, especially because, again, the first episode could wow some, but I don't think it's going to wow everyone.
I don't think so, because, like, even as you said, like, as I was watching, I'm like, this is pretty good, but nothing really makes me want to go, I need to see the next episode next week. Like, I can't miss it. And I think
you will.
One of the major things that I didn't like in this episode, and you may agree or disagree, but I did not like the villain. I mean, I know he's Weather Wizard, he's iconic, but I think the way they went about him was really, like, poor in terms of their choice to display him. Because they kind of just, like, go, here's Weather Wizard, he's evil, he robbed the bank, and now he has a god complex. There you go.
Yeah, I mean, I think another issue is that hopefully they don't end up, killing all of their villains.
Yeah.
I mean, for some reason it's slipping my mind, but he was killed, right? Like, he wasn't just shot a couple times and then they brought him to the hospital or something, off screen or something. He was arguably killed.
As far as I know, yeah.
Which, again, is another, this episode had some weird things, where I feel like this episode, in a way, it tried to, okay, of course you're going to try and get everyone, not just, you know, the comic book fans, of course. But also at the same time, you need to try some things, you know, try to blend some things in. And I feel like Arrow has done a good job of that in a way. Not always, obviously, but in some ways, you know, Arrow's done a good job of blending some things in and saying, listen, guys, we're sorry that this has changed, but, I mean, isn't this kind of a cool change, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I sit there and I have to go, and, you know, I sip my fine wine in my bathrobe, and I go, as a comic book connoisseur. And I go, possibly, right? But when it comes to Flash, it feels like not even that there's changes necessarily. It's just that the idea that you mentioned, oh, Weather Wizard, iconic. Well, now he's dead. First episode, you're never going to see him again. Arguably. Again, we don't know the future. For all we know, it's just, darn it, we put him in a super prison. You know, something like that. But as of right now, it's just, he's dead, right? Then, the idea of at the end of the episode, where, you know, I'm not going to spoil anyone because, of course, again, we don't know the future of this show and what they might try to change. But as of right now, if you've ever read Flash Rebirth, you know that Dr. Zoom, right, killed Barry's parents or Barry's mom, and then, you know, somehow got Barry's dad framed. And it's interesting because, you know, he did it because he hates the Flash. So in a way, but because he went back in time to do it, it's like a crazy time loop thing. Right? And most of us thought, well, they would probably never touch that. It's probably just some guy who killed him at the time, and then Barry finds him years later and goes, it was you, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the idea that, you know, the guy who we thought might be evil, but at the same time you're like, oh, maybe we'll figure it out in a couple of episodes. But at the end of the first episode, not only is he evil and he's faking, he stands up to walk over to a machine that shows him a future headline in the news, which makes us comic book fans sit there and go, so why do I need to watch this show?
Exactly. That's the main issue.
Yeah. I mean, again, I'm not saying that it's like such a bad thing where it's like, well, I guess I got to turn it off. But for some, it may. I mean, of course, again, for some of the people, some of the new fans that don't know too much about The Flash or don't, you know, just went, oh, he was cool in Arrow, right? You're going to be great. Because guess what? You know, the idea is they could do anything. So we're not saying, if you're new, we're not saying, and you're listening, hello, by the way, we aren't saying that, you know, it's only him and you have to turn it off. Because, of course, they can do a lot of different things. They can change a lot up. And, you know, the same people who've worked on Arrow. So it's not like it's a complete, they're going to just change it, whatever. But the idea, though, does stick there at this point that it's just, you know, we sit here and we think, you know, so you're trying to get the normal fans in who may not even show up because it's The Flash, you know, and he's so not as cool as, you know, Arrow or Batman. So, you know, they'll stay away. And then all of a sudden, so they're like, oh, we're going to get away from this. And then the hardcore fans that may, like, you may have had a huge fan base, let's say, you know, of hardcore fans, because, you know, the hardcores are just like, no, guys, you got to start watching and whatever. And then they, you know, whatever. And then people start, you know, maybe read a bit more and whatever. And then all of a sudden they just watch the episode and then it's just, oh, so then that is the villain. Okay.
Basically.
You know?
Yeah.
It's a huge problem that can happen with The Walking Dead, we feel, where it's like, you know, and they don't do it, which is nice. Because I will admit, we do want some things to remain similar, like, you know, the governor looking like Danny Trejo, let's say. But if certain, you know, details get changed, Robert Kirkman mentioned himself. He said, oh, you know, we do this so that the comic fans don't sit there and know what's going to happen next. And honestly, I understand that. And it is kind of interesting when you see that and you go, you know, now you see them basically, assuming anyway, giving it to us on, you know, just literally force feeding it, like, here you go, little piggy, take it. You know, it's like, okay, I'd rather have the, you know, the slight changes here and there, or at least waiting a couple of episodes.
Yeah.
You know, my question to you, Anthony, is, do you know how long the season of Flash is going to be, the first season?
I am actually, like, Arrow, where it's, like, 26 episodes.
Thank you. So the idea that
I would like to bring up really quick is that guy, Weather Wizard, apparently that was the brother of Weather Wizard. There were two Weather Wizards.
Ah, thank you. So the idea that there is another one who wasn't killed, because for some reason in my head I feel like the other one was also captured.
Because in the comics, this Weather Wizard, Clyde, was actually the dead brother of the current Weather Wizard.
Ah, thank you for bringing that up. So thank you.
Sure.
Because, of course, like I mentioned, I'm not a big fan of Flash myself. I've only read a few things. But I can at least we can talk about Dr. Zoom pretty well. Like, at least we can, you know, at least that's something we're quite knowledgeable on.
Yeah.
But anyway, so about the episode itself, you know, again, we're not going to sit here and say we hated all of it. No, because,
mm-hmm.
again, you know, there are a lot of funny quotes, as we usually talk about quotes on our shows. You know, the fact that, you know, just muscle, you know, was lightning gave me abs. You know, that was fun. And the fact that, you know, Barry just leaves, by the way. Like, again, just his first reaction is just, you know, again, thank you guys so much. You know, I don't have any clothes. Can I keep the sweater? But I'm going to leave, though. I'm gone.
I just love that. He's like, can I keep the sweater? Yeah, you can keep the sweater.
Yeah. Also, I really enjoy the fact that Iris is black. I mean, if I'm correct, Iris was white in the comics, correct?
No,
my mind
was.
Isn't going. Okay.
No,
yeah, that's I like that. Because, you know, there's nothing wrong with, you know, mixed-race couples. And I really enjoy, yeah, at least in my opinion, I really feel like there's nothing wrong with mixed-race couples. So the idea that, you know, we could have something like that here is just really nice because, I don't know, I feel like, you know, there are a few things that I feel like television shows are really still trying to stay away from, even though in 2014. And that's two things, mixed-race couples and gingers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why gingers, but it's accurate. It's completely, like, I have to be honest. Like, I can't think of any ginger superheroes right now, which also may be the problem. But I can't, whenever there's, like, some kind of mention of someone who's going, you know, who's ginger in a comic book, and it's, like, awesome, they're going to appear in the movie. Always dark blonde, never ginger. You
yeah.
notice that, don't
it
you?
It is true. It's absolutely
no.
true.
Yeah, that's the thing. It feels like Hollywood really tries to stay away from ginger and mixed race. Which is really upsetting on both ends, you know? So for mixed race, it's just, you know, I'm really happy that we can see, you know, because even though Iris is not with Barry just yet, right, the idea that, you know, she is with a man who is still white regardless is still just like, oh, that's nice in general. You know what I mean? Like, it would really be upsetting if it's just like, oh, no. Oh, and by the way, when I say mixed race, excuse me, I'm not referring to, let's say, black and Latino, because you do see that a bit more. I believe... Diggles is with a Latino woman in Arrow.
That is correct. Yep.
Yes. So that you'll see a bit more of. No, the idea of either black and white, or black or white and Latino, or white and anything else. Honestly, it's just like, oh, cut that out. No, none of that. We can't promote diversity, which is very upsetting. It feels, you know, it feels like that's kind of what's happening, or what's been happening. But it's nice to have that on this show because, I mean, it's just nice. You know, it's just a good thing to have. And, yeah, also, by the way, speaking of something that's nice to have on the show, the really, really cool effects.
Yeah, I was pretty impressed for a CW show.
Yeah, I mean, it just kind of shows you how CGI has just kind of gotten a lot less expensive, or, you know, they had the budget. Like, because here's two things. First off, the CGI, I believe, has become really, you know, a lot less expensive compared to, you know, back in the day, right? It's gotten a lot easier. Right? And two, something you might not know, Anthony, in certain shows, right? Well, not certain shows, I'm sorry. In every show, for a pilot, you're given a lot more money than you are during later episodes.
Oh, no,
and, yes, and mind you, the idea isn't, oh, well, we'll save the money for later episodes. No, it's the idea that, oh, you have to use it or you lose it. So you have a lot of, you know, situations where, you know, let's say you're watching a TV show, you know, that, again, is based around special effects. You're like, man, the first episode is always so much cooler, or has all, you know, cooler effects and whatever. Yeah, they do. It's just, yes, because they literally have the money to do it, to just kind of showcase, like, you know, it's kind of like just saying, like, you know, it's like if you go on a first date with someone, and this doesn't happen all the time, but this can happen. You go on a first date with someone, and they tell you everything about them. And you're just like, wow, this person seems really, really cool and interesting and completely different. And I'm not saying that they're lying to you. I'm not saying that they're bad. But, of course, they have, you know, they are promoting themselves to you, right? They're giving themselves to you in a way that may not be completely true by the time you really get to know them. Not a lie, mind you. Just the idea of, you know, like, again, okay, like if I'm, you know, going on a date with a person, right? And you know, and they say, what do you do? And what do I say? Well, I could say that I'm a speech and debate coach, which I am. Or I could say, I help these kids, and what I do, you know, and what I do is, you know, I give some kids you know, that might not even know the English language, they do. That might not even know how to speak, we do. That, like, you know, that they can have a voice, you know, that they can be themselves.
Matt
so basically,
Marrero
I'm an asshole.
Yeah. The voice coming to lifetime.
<Yeah.
laughs>
Matt Marrero in Dumbass, the movie, the sequel, the game, the art book. But anyway, I just think that, no, all jokes aside, though, I don't do that. But of course, some of you may know someone who has done that. And again, it's not lying. It's just like kind of showing you what we, you know, what we can be, right? And then later on during the show, you're like, well, this is really cool. What happened to that thing, right? So arguably, you know, this show will, you know, hopefully it won't, but it could have less special effects as it goes on. But from the episode itself, lovely special effects, lovely, right? And, you know, only thing I didn't enjoy when it comes to the running was a look when you had a close up on Barry's face out of the costume.
Yeah, that's a bit.
Other than that though, perfect. I mean,
personal favorite scene with the CGI was actually at the very, very end of the episode when the guy on the bike is about to get run over by the taxi, and it, like, it's all fast, and for a split second, it just freezes as he catches him and goes right back to super speed. I thought that was just amazingly done.
Oh, yeah. Again, it's very well done, and hopefully it happens, you know, throughout the rest of the season. But if it doesn't, we'll still love it. Like, don't think we won't love you, but, you know, it's just that you just kind of promoted this, you know, you showed us something that we assumed would be part of your show forever. And now it's just kind of just quick second, like, you sit there, you're like, that scene went as fast as it would have if you had been an observer. Like, that's how much budget, that's their budget.
Pretty
it went
much.
As fast. Yeah. But anyway, also, by the way, as a Hispanic male, right, I looked at that Hispanic guy, and I don't know what you thought, right, but what I thought was, I went, that could have been me. Not as, oh, like, you know, like, oh, he's just a Hispanic guy. No, that could have been me, listeners. I know you don't exactly know how I look, but that could have been me. Like, I'm going to be honest
really
with you.
You really could have.
I'm going to be honest with you. That was me. That was me. I was in The Flash. I wasn't The Flash, but I was, damn it, I hate this. I always make jokes, right? And I'm always just like, you know, like, I'll be with one of our co-hosts, Ashley Colpan, right? And I'll be sitting there, and I'll just be like, hey, Ashley, and she's like, well, I'm like, which one is WWE, right? So, you know, something like stupid like that, right? So it's just like, or, you know, like, we're watching a WWE pay-per-view, let's say. There's like Night of Champions, or no, WrestleMania, right? The one that everyone knows about. So I'll be like, Ashley, which one of them is WrestleMania, right? Just being a complete dumbass with it, right? I'm so upset where it's like, hey, which one's Flash? Damn it! I'm furious. Which one's Arrow? Son of a bitch! I can't even make the joke. It's just, yeah, you know, Matt, that one. Stop it! I'm furious. Like, I'm furious over the fact that I can't make jokes over stupid things. I'm angry. But yeah, so overall, you enjoyed the... Oh, so you mentioned the suit, right? Now you enjoy the suit.
The Flash suit?
Yes.
I am aware of how the question sounded. Yes, I enjoy the suit.
Yes. No, you gotta sit there and be like, enjoy? Like, is that the word I would use?
It took me a minute.
I mean, I tolerate... Like, I can tolerate the suit better, yeah. Or, you know, I would say that, sure.
I mean, it's
right?
Not like you really get to see that the detail of it that much, but it's not bad.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the
I
thing.
Think,
I think you haven't seen
I
it
would
enough
honestly
yet.
Prefer silver behind the lightning bolt on the logo, but it's a small change.
Yeah, honestly, you know what I think it is? I think that, and people were complaining about the suit when it first appeared. And honestly, seeing it in action, I have to say that I really think it should have been lighter red. Because I know, here's the thing, I'm sounding like such a comic book nerd, just going like, oh, the color of the suit, Matt. Listen, person, right? Listen, unnamed person, okay? The idea isn't that it's like, oh, it should have been lighter red because of whatever. Just something about the color scheme itself, with everything that they did to that specific suit, something in me makes me feel like red would have been better on screen. And it's weird, because usually everyone tells me, oh, no, the darker colors blend in better on screen, and I understand that. But something about this,
See,
I feel like
it might have been a complication with the CGI. And the only reason I say that is because I saw The Amazing Spider-Man 2. And the suit in that movie was a lot more of a vibrant red than in the past. And certain scenes, it just looks so weird in the CGI. And it's not even that the CGI was bad, it's just the red looked just... something about it just looked off. Compared
possibly.
To, like, darker
also,
red
yeah.
than the others.
Also, it might be, something for people's TV screens, many people... so it could have been, different, color schemes or whatever. So, yeah, then that might be why, which would, I guess I'd understand. Think about it, in darker situations, yeah, the dark would blend in better. It's just, damn, something about the red... if you really want to make a show about Barry sticking out, like a sore thumb, you make him bright red.
I mean, it is also worth noting that the suit is apparently going to go through some changes as the season and the series as a whole goes on.
Interesting.
Yeah, and according to this season one, as of right now, there are 10 episodes listed.
Oh, 10 episodes listed as in only 10 up?
That's what I was going to say. They only show up to 10. It's not, confirmed that it will only be 10.
Right. No, it's understandable. Because, you look at something like, two things. Either the fact that they could, they might not know how much base to put into it.
Mm-hmm.
So for all we know, that could be the full season. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Or two, the idea that Steven Universe was mentioned as having one season, of 26 episodes. Then it then it was confirmed that, another 26 were appearing for season two, right? And if you know anything about Steven Universe, listeners, you'll know that they're actually 11-minute episodes, so they're basically two shorts in one episode, right? That can be aired whenever. So it's not like so the idea is that, 26 here, 26 there, we're going, oh, cool, second season. Out of nowhere, the Wikipedia is then updated to show that there's actually 52 episodes in the first season.
Mm-hmm.
So you could see that maybe they just put more faith into it because the shorts are so easy to animate and get done. They just said, nope, how about make your second season your first season? Or the idea that 26 episodes was referring to, 26 shorts, people thought. It's like, no. Not 26 shorts, 26 full. Wait, you mean 52 shorts? Yes. So the Wikipedia immediately was changed, out of nowhere, but it still happened. And then you just go from, oh, cool, 26 episodes. Oh, cool, two seasons, 26 each. Wait, what, 52 in first season? So, yeah, so the Flash could either go through a change like that where they just, it's just the fact that there's only so many being updated, or it could just be they only want 10 thus far, and then maybe after the 10, they believe in it so much that they get, the season thing, whatever. And, you could end up having either, and it doesn't have to be after 10. It could be after, 3 or 4. They go, fund it, right? And then with Arrow taking all of its breaks, Flash could have used those 10 episodes as a break.
Mm-hmm.
So there can be a gap, and then after those 10, it's just, hey, guys, come right back in. Right? So there'll be a couple month gap just like there would be with these other shows, like Arrow with their mid-season crap. Well, not just Arrow, everything with mid-season crap. And then, when Arrow comes back, with its mid-season, whatever, Flash could as well.
Yeah.
There could be a lot of ways they'll go, through with this, which is interesting.
Yeah. I mean, we already have a crossover coming up.
Oh, yes, we do. Also, by the way, I'm not saying this felt out of place, but when the woman from Star Labs basically gave her, telling Barry what happened to her, I just found it really funny because in my head, I was just like, hey, thanks for the plot.
Pretty much.
Nothing. Yeah, it wasn't bad, but just like one of those standard, I think Arrow just, was notorious for some of that too, where it's just it's just like, hey, I'm going through some stuff. Hey, you know about my life, all right? 3 years ago, so-and-so died. And then 2 years ago, this person died. And now they're all back from the dead. And I'm sitting here thinking, just thinking. Right? It's just, thanks, Detective Lance. It's just like, it's just really funny. It's just like you're sitting there, it's like, thanks for the everything. Also, by the way, before we move on, because we kind of talked about the end anyway. So before we move on, the speech between Ollie and Barry, which was great, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get some Batman Superman vibes from that?
Oh, absolutely.
It was really funny. Where I sat there, I thought, so they're just trying to write for Batman and Superman, other than, the last few lines.
I think the line that really did it for me was, you can inspire them in a way that I never could.
I was like, thank you, Bat. thanks, man. What's going on, Bruce? Yeah. And then all of a sudden, it's just in a flash. I was like, okay, never mind. And take your own advice. Wear a mask. Okay, fair enough. right? But other than that, it was just like, so Batman, Superman.
I mean, episode 9 is going to be called Flash versus Green Arrow. So, I mean, Flash versus Arrow.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Actually, that gets a problem that we'll talk about a bit later.
Oh, yeah.
But in Arrow.
It is also worth noting that in Flash, we are going to have a lot of really cool guest cameos come on. I mean, you and me have talked about Captain Cold being in the third episode. And apparently, in the third episode, we will also be getting Robbie Amell, Stephen Amell's cousin, as Firestorm.
Right. Also, was it you? I believe you made a joke that Superman appears in Flash.
Yeah. No, in Arrow.
What was that? Oh, I'm sorry, in Arrow. What's that about now?
I'm sorry?
Speaking of cameos, what's that about now?
No, I was going to say that Robbie Amell, Stephen Amell's cousin, is going to be Firestorm in episode 3.
Right, but you mentioned in Arrow, you mentioned Superman appearing, quote unquote.
Yes.
Yes. What's that about now?
Oh, it's the guy, Ray Palmer, Adam. That was Superman in Superman Returns.
Ah, okay. Thank you. Yeah, because in my head I was like, this doesn't seem right. And I assume he's not going to be Superman.
Yeah, he's just Ray Palmer, the Atom.
Oh, okay. Just the Atom. That's all.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, in my head I was just like, because names are being flipped around in my head. Because I'm like, who's Ray Palmer? So it's going to be the Atom. That's interesting. Especially around the time that we're getting Ultron. That's funny.
Here's the thing, they've already said we won't be seeing him, like, in the suit shrinking and everything like that.
Right.
My guess is he's going to be in Arrow, somehow move to Flash, and that's where we'll see him in the suit. Because it looks like Flash is the TV show where we're going to get more of the, like, super-powered heroes, Arrow is more of, like, the grounded stuff.
Right. Also, something really funny, and I hate that this is funny, because it wasn't funny at first. The talk between Barry and his dad. Right, which isn't funny. But it was funny when it's just like, Dad, I'm proud to be your son. I'm going to keep my name. Like the scene right after, call me Flash. But Barry, I thought you said.
It's even great when you realize it was essentially Flash talking to Flash.
Yes. It's a very fun show. We're enjoying it. And, the ending wasn't fun. That little ending, like, teaser wasn't fun because, again, unless you are a completely new fan, right? But even if you're not a new fan, you sit there and you are a new fan, rather. You sit there and you go, so he's evil. So anything he says for the next, I will admit, if it is 10 episodes long, I think that's perfect. And I think that's why they're doing it. Like, I really hope that it is 10 episodes for right now because that makes sense. A lot of sense. But anyway, so we're done with that. Now we're moving on to Arrow. And again, if you want to call us talk about Arrow, you can. And if you don't, that's fine too. But if you want to, 718-664-9468. Now, Arrow, what did you think, my man Anthony?
I am really mixed with this episode because while there was
golly gee willikers.
While there was good, there was a lot that I was not a fan of at all.
You can't see that my thumb is up, but my thumb is up. So, let's talk about this episode. I got to be honest. I worried, think they have lost it, but I think something inside me says they've lost it.
Yeah, it seems like they're really going down that path now.
No, I don't mean lost it as in crazy. I just mean they've lost the it factor that it had.
No.
Like, it had something about it. Yeah. And mind you, there's just certain things about this, man. Like, there's... Okay, the fact that Canary died, right? Just that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be honest. I would be very happy if it's a fake death. Like, you don't understand, Laurel. I'd fake my death again. Just damn it, right? That's one. Two, one that, is kind of interesting. If they use this to bring in the Lazarus bit. And, of course, for everyone saying, what? But I thought, it was going to be the less supernatural one. Yeah. Yeah, less kind of like superpowered one, yes, but we do have Roz coming in.
Yeah, apparently. Exactly. I mean, if you bring in Roz, you kind of are expecting the Lazarus bit.
Yeah, which I will admit, in this sense, right, where the fact that it's just like, Canary, is dead, right? Well, this isn't a situation I think of, well, no, we have to bring in the Lazarus pit. It's not that, necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do think that's even out there for hardcore fans that have been watching this show, because they're sitting there going, no, that's not going to happen because this show is more grounded. So that's fine. But it's the idea that you have one show, like Slash, where you started off, you end it with, so, you know, a hardcore fan going, so I guess I don't need to see this. And possibly not enough grounded, you know, you don't have enough ground to have any casual fans coming in who are just like, oh, I enjoy The Flash because of his suit and because of, let's say, some of the cartoons. So why would, you know, so I want to see the show now. You might not have enough of that. So the hardcore fans, you know, may be gone, right? And in this show, the hardcore fans are gone because you killed Black Canary. Like, the Black Canary, by the way.
Well, actually,
it doesn't even matter.
She's not even really, technically she's not the Black Canary, though. Like,
fair
I
enough,
mean, in terms of,
enough.
Like, a comic book fan.
Fair enough, fair enough. Sorry, my bad. You've killed the Black Canary that you've chosen to be the Black Canary. So, you made her the Black, so then, correct me, so, because again, my mind is racing because of the anger. The Black Canary, right? Which character is the Black Canary again?
Oddly enough.
Laurel?
No, Dinah, who was actually their mom, so that's interesting.
Oh, that's, thank you, sorry. Okay, thank you. So, yeah,
yeah,
so, whoops. I would argue, I'd take Alex Kingston. I think I would. I would take Alex Kingston in the suit. I would. I'm sorry. Yes, I would. Like, I'm just really just nodding and just after, I'm just like, you know what? Yeah, I would. But, okay, thank you. Because I forgot the mom's name. So I'm sitting here like, Laurel? Like, I'm like, which one? But mention, by the way, the rumors of for Laurel, by the way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She basically, what's been happening is that if you follow her on Instagram or wherever she is posting these photos, there have been a lot of photos recently of her hitting the gym hard, training, and specifically training with the weapons that the current, well, the former Black Canary used in the TV show. So the rumors are pretty heavy right now that she is going to take up the mantle as Black Canary.
Right.
Yes.
So what you're telling everyone is that you're looking at all of her photos.
I mean, to an extent.
For science.
For science purposes, of course.
For science. I mean, why else would you? No, but seriously, though, all jokes aside, though. That is very interesting because the idea of, you know, again, just, well, you know, Dinah's the mom, so let's give it to this girl. And then it's like, well, no, we're going to kill her and then give it to her sister. It's like, I mean, okay. I mean, again, they've gone off the path already. So, and it's weird because, again, like, you know, like I mentioned earlier, they do some things. We're just like, okay, guys, are you cereal? But, right? But, again, it's just like, pick one. Stick with one. Maybe it's just me. But also, by the way, the idea, not just like pick one, stick with one, but that it doesn't matter how much training she gets. Damn it, you know, they had a Black Canary who was in the League of Assassins. Something pretty damn awesome,
yeah.
I would say. Like training-wise, it would make sense. You know what I mean? Where it's like, who you've been trained by? These ninjas. I'll accept that. Right? But anyway. So, I enjoyed, speaking of, you know, nice things, right, you know, characters being changed a bit, you know, in the good way, mind you, because, you know, again, growing. Ollie, you know, being happy and everything in the Arrow Cave with Ollie and company, it was very nice. The scene was very enjoyable, right? And, you know, now we have, you know, a man, right, who appears. I can't believe I forgot his name, but he is apparently the new Count Vertigo, who I don't think looked like he died, which is great. So it's just the new Count Vertigo, who made something which is basically a fear toxin injection, right, which is great. And then something not so great, Ollie / Felicity crap. Now, the reason why I say crap, sorry if you're a fan of Ollie and Felicity. Isn't it like Elicity or something?
Elicity.
Yes, thank you, Elicity. Now, again, I'm sorry if you're a fan. I just say crap, right, because of the idea that personally, it's just my own personal opinion. Sorry if you disagree, right? Yeah, if you disagree, 718-664-9468. Anyway, my personal opinion is that, you know, it did not look as if Ollie and Felicity were ever going to have a thing from the beginning. There were no signs. You know, you thought maybe, but then after a while we were confirmed that, no, it's just us trying to go, every man has to be with every woman, something that I really don't enjoy, you know, in a lot of media, because guess what? Sorry, everyone, but there can, you know, if you disagree, but again, there can be male and female friends. That can happen. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
It's not, you know, so, you know, I shouldn't sit here and think, oh, well, I have a girlfriend, right? Every guy that talks to her wants to be with her. You know, no. You know, it's not, and vice versa. You know, my girlfriend does not believe that every girl that talks to me wants to be with me. You know, no, because there are people that can just be friends. It exists. And I feel like the show had a really nice message with that. And by the way, again, if you're a shipper, I'm not saying that you're against that message. You know, you just really enjoy the idea of Ollie and Felicity being together. And, you know, and you want it to be so understandable. You know, that's your main purpose. You know, fine. Got it. But for me, it just feels like, you know, they kind of had a nice message going with the idea that, you know, because here's the thing, too, by the way. If they didn't show any of the relationships with Ollie, then I would get it. But they've shown Ollie basically being with everyone. So, although I have to say this one thing, it does kind of relate to comics. So, arguably, when it comes to superheroes and source material, correct, they sleep with everyone.
I will agree with you on that one, especially Ollie.
Yes, yes. So arguably, were they doing a good job in an episode where in some ways I feel like they weren't? So, I mean, good job there, I guess, in terms of, hey, look, we're doing what the comic books would have done. Here, Ollie, sleep with this lady. But it's just the fact that just at the end of last season, because listen, you told me, which I didn't even realize, there's a time gap.
Yeah.
Right? So there is a time gap, right? But at the same time, well, there is a nice time gap, and there is a time gap for us as well. It's just the idea that, you know, because the fact that it's like the episode did, you know, season 3 did not air immediately after season 2. Took a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Took a while to just kind of. So, but still, the idea of just last season, just in what they were showing us through those clips, when you can remember, oh, yeah, in the clips in the beginning, yeah, that's right, they were fooling everyone because they totally weren't in love. Because why would they be? And now it's like,
yeah.
Actually, they are in love. Because why would they be? Why wouldn't they be? It's like, but there's a lot of reasons why wouldn't they be. Yeah, it's just weird.
It just came out of nowhere for me.
Thank you. Yeah. What
there
else do you not like?
There was no signs of this before. And the other thing that I didn't really like was, what was it? I actually just lost it. One thing I did really like was the whole aspect of Oliver, I mean, like you said, kind of emoting more. I loved the whole exchange between him and Diggle, where it first started in the Arrow Cave, and Diggle was like, you can't kick me off the team. I'm like, you'd be dead if it wasn't for me. And then they just go to the hospital, and he's like, you made the right call. I'm like, that was an I love that whole sequence.
Yeah. No, there was a lot of, you know, good in this episode with the, like, okay, and by the way, again, compared to, let's say, Flash, something about Flash makes it seem like it really is just the Barry show. Where Ollie. Yeah, the show was called Ollie. Where Arrow at this case, I mean, maybe at first it was just the Ollie show, but it really feels like it has a great ensemble cast.
Absolutely.
And by the way, nothing wrong with the cast in the first episode of Flash. It just feels like the Barry show with the way it's being written thus far.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, nothing wrong with it, but that's just how it feels. Anyway, so, and by the way, we would like to mention, we love Felicity. Right? So the idea that Felicity being on this quote-unquote date with Oliver was hilarious.
That's
really
what I was going to bring up, actually. You just triggered. The fact
that
she went on a date with Ollie and that they were technically, they had this like little romance, and that in a few episodes, she's going to be the love interest for Barry on The Flash. It just doesn't work.
Right. Yeah, see, that's a problem, too, I feel, where I feel like not only are they, you know, and again, here's the thing, too, by the way. I personally feel like certain shows, a bit like Supernatural as well, they aren't doing some, there are some shows that can give the fans what they want, right? Like, sometimes with professional wrestling, I know it sounds like a crazy thing to bring up, but I feel like they can sometimes give the fans what they want, not all the time, but when they're doing it, they're giving the fans what they want, not pandering to them, and giving it in a way that's like, yeah, guys, come on, watch our show because this, right? And it feels like Arrow is doing that with Ollicity. Now, again, I'm not saying that you're wrong for liking it if you were a fan of Ollicity. I'm just trying to say to you that I feel like they aren't treating you know, guys and gals and whatever you identify with respect. Like, I feel like they're just going, this is what they enjoyed. So here, have some. And then they're going to do the love triangle, which is a huge issue because there didn't need to be one. You thought there could have been one last season, but then it looked like everything was resolved.
Exactly.
And now we worry that, you know, this crossover episode where it's like Arrow versus Flash may involve Felicity in the middle, which, of course, would be terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Putting a woman who, you know, had such really cool characteristics, and she wasn't exactly a damsel in distress, but if she had to be, it's because, you know, you're around guys like freaking Slade, who anyone would have a problem with, right?
Yeah.
So, but in this case, it's like, now you got to put her in the middle of a love triangle? That's really, really bad, I feel, especially for a show that, you know, was going in a very nice direction. Like, I would say that if this is the direction the show is going into, maybe I was wrong with wanting the show to go on for 10 years because comic books. You know?
Yeah.
Maybe 3 seasons is the limit.
I don't know. Yeah. Literally, when
also,
I saw it come on the screen, I was like, no, please. My mind was pretty much going dream sequence. Just be a dream sequence. That's all it has to be.
Yes. Yes. There's that. Also, the idea that, you know, there's that hacker guy who now wants to run the company, but it's so really funny how he was a hacker guy at one point. And it's like, Felicity, listen. I know he's one of your own. And when you find someone in your field, you love to talk to them about your field and, you know, possibly give them tips. But he's a hacker.
Yeah.
Felicity, you don't know. Like, my first thought was, he is a terrorist. He is a terrorist who she will be in love with. And this won't be a triangle anymore. This is going to be a love square. It's a love square between her, this guy, you know, Ollie, and you know, and Barry.
It's literally a love square between her and 3 superheroes.
Basically, like, you know, it's just, Also, you might be thinking, how does the square work, Matt? I don't know. Stop it. Stop asking me things. But anyway, yeah, it's just, it's very upsetting to me that, you know, it's like, but thankfully he's out of the picture.
For now.
You know, for now, right? Oh, well, you know, I know you're trying to take over the company, but, oh, man, your hacking skills. No, why are you doing this? Because, and I will admit, there was a sense of unrequited love on her end. And I, well, it was there. But you could have easily kind of, you know, again, stopped it and given her Barry. Because Barry is now, of course, you want Barry with Iris, fair enough, or anyone else, you know, in his universe. Fair enough. But the idea that there could be someone there for now was nice. Where now it just looks like there's, you know, like he was there for 2 episodes. Now he's not anymore. Now it's Ollie. But what happens when he, Barry comes back? It's like, you know, on the next episode of The Days of Our Lives. I'm sure I'm saying. Yeah. The Days of Our Superhero Lives. It's just, I'm not a fan. You know, as if you know it before. Matt, I thought you enjoyed this topic. Well, no, I didn't. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of it because, again, you know, the idea of conflict just for ratings, it feels. You know? Like, I'm wondering when. But I have to admit, again, as you said, there's some great things in this episode, mostly with Felicity. With the idea of her at work.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of Ollie asking Felicity about liking Italian, I enjoyed. Like Italian food? Well, I mean, everyone does. Also, by the way, aren't you doing superhero stuff? I can multitask. You know?
Yeah.
What is it? Ollie fighting Ollie was great.
I was about to say, that was probably one of my favorite little moments of the episode.
What was your favorite moment of the episode, overall?
Honestly, Ollie fighting Ollie.
Yeah, that was great. I mean, I liked it when we first saw the effects of the fear version of Vertigo.
Yeah.
When he, you know, when his face looked like a, when the new count looked like a demon, I was like, damn.
Yeah. I also
there was,
just
again,
the whole scene of Ray Palmer talking to the board of Queen Industries. Just the way that Brandon Routh acted in that scene, I thought it was great, the way he portrayed Ray Palmer. He's just like, is that one of my watches? You like it, right? It's really cool. BTW, these numbers are not good for your sales.
Yeah. There was a lot of good in this episode. Again, it's not like the entire episode was terrible. It was a weird situation, I feel. You know, it's getting to weird places. And again, you'll hear us chronicle Arrow and Flash as both series go on. And we'll be able to, you know, say which episode you think was better. Which, hey, before we even finish up, I want to ask you, which episode do you think was better?
It's a really tough question because both of them had, like, equal, in my opinion, good and bad about them. But I think at the end of the day, I enjoyed Flash just a little bit more.
I would say the same. you know, just a little bit more. I mean, again, we'll see what happens as the show goes on. But, yeah, I would say Flash. Just, again, a little bit more. Nothing crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, we've come to the end of our show. We thank you all for listening in. You know, hope all of you are, you know, healthy, unlike Detective Lance.
You know,
don't be unhealthy like him, the man who just walks and apparently immediately has heart attacks. That was so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, so yeah, so we would like to thank you guys for listening to those guys. And Anthony, before we talk about our Pokemon giveaway, tell them what you do.
I run an Instagram and a blog. Now, on this Instagram, I make custom figures, as well as Kit Bash figures. And what a Kit Bash is, essentially, is let's say you want, I don't know, the CW version of the Flash, and you want specific parts for that. You could buy a DC Collectibles version, but there's really no rarity in that. If you have one of mine, it's one of a kind, and it's rare. So do that. I can basically take parts from different figures, combine them, give them a new paint job, and it will look like the Flash. And that's pretty much kit bashing. The blog, and the name of the Instagram is Geek4LifeBlog, the number 4, Geek4LifeBlog. The blog, figuresandgeeks.blogspot.com, is where you can go for figure reviews, movie reviews, TV reviews, and pretty much any pop culture reviews, as well as posts about the new shows me and Matt will be doing on Blog Talk Radio.
Yep. And also, by the way, speaking of our Pokemon giveaway, what? You go to our Tumblr, thoseguysontheradio.tumblr.com, and you are able to see a post. And that post, not only, of course, our episode posts, but you'll be able to find our Pokemon giveaway. Now, not only are we giving away shiny Pokemon, shiny Halloween-themed Pokemon, things like two chandeliers, and more. Sorry, I just got Pokemon X. I don't know a lot about new Pokemon. But what I do know is that one of our co-hosts, Tish Ram, knows a lot about Pokemon. And these are from his personal collection. And this guy battles competitively. So their IVs are great. That means nothing to me, but to you it should. Their IVs are great. They're built for competitive battling. They're shiny. They're Halloween-themed. And, you know, we can send them straight to your Pokemon X. How do you enter? Well, you could either, you know, reblog that Pokemon post on Tumblr, reblog, and, of course, like our follow us on Tumblr. You can go to our Facebook. Because here's the thing. 6 Pokemon. You can win 2 Pokemon, either from the Facebook, the Twitter, or the Tumblr. You can only win once, but of course, if you go on our Tumblr, reblog the post, and then follow us on Tumblr, that's one entry. You go on our Facebook, like the Facebook post of the, you share the Facebook post. You can like it as well. You share the Facebook post of, the Pokemon, and you like our page. That's an entry in the Facebook section. And then in our Twitter, you retweet the post, and you follow us on Twitter, and that's another vote in the Twitter section. And what that means is you have 3 chances to win 2 of the shiny Pokemon. And, of course, you can also go on our sites to, follow us and follow our shows because, of course, we do a lot of different shows. We do WWE. Now we're doing Flash and Arrow. We've also done Steven Universe, Gravity Falls, Gotham, and many more. WWE, Dragon Ball Z, Bleach, and many more. So, yeah, again, thank you guys for listening in. And any last words before we have to go, Anthony?
No, I think we pretty much covered everything.
All right, now we play the opening to Flash. Let's play the opening to Arrow.